It's pretty cool. It was pretty cool considering the circumstances too, with the game in hand. So I appreciate our fans. I mean, they're the best, and they were awesome today. I'll tell you that. I mean, that place was, for the opening kickoff, the dome was rocking. That's got to be as loud as it's ever been in here, and it was a great environment to play in today.
You seem to find some tight spaces today.
I thought we played well today. I did. I thought we had, a really good plan all week. Kyle did a great job of letting us know what he expected of us, what he expected from us and what he wanted us to do and how we could win the game. And I was proud of the way the guys went out there and executed it.
Matt, there were a few times on third down, you had a rusher in your face and those throws, you have to sort of listen to the crowd. Can you see the completion?
On a few of them, I did not. And that is, that's one of those things you get used to. You're kind of on the ground and just listening to see what happens and hoping you put, whether it's, a little bit more touch on the ball. I know Taylor had a great catch for us on a third down on the left side. I didn't see that one, but was kind of listening for the crowd to see if he caught it. And they went wild, so that was a good one. And certainly the one to Devontae, I think he was like 50-yard gain on that one. He made a great play. Devontae did a great job winning versus man-to-man coverage and just tried to hold on long enough to give him a chance. And Devontae, he played awesome today.
Taking care of the middle, it looked like you all were attacking the middle of the field early. Was that what was available to you? And then things open up off of that later?
Yeah, I think so. I think, we just went where we should with the ball the entire day. When they played, zone coverage and drop their inside guys deep, we checked it down, and our running backs did a good job of getting yards, as many as we could in those situations. And then when they were in man-to-man coverage, I give our running backs, tight ends, wide receivers a lot of credit because they beat some really good corners and tough guys to go against in man-to-man coverage. I thought they played really, really well.
Well, I think the
drive start is really important for us to first play of the drive. I think we got like 6 or 7 yards to Julio and just gives you some breathing room. That's your first job as an offense in a backed up situation is make sure you leave the punt team enough room to, get a full length punt. And so that was good to give us some breathing room. And then we converted a few third downs, ran the ball well. That drive was kind of a synopsis of what we did the entire day. We executed really well.
Matt, the third quarter drive that started, you all hadn't been able to run the ball against them last time, but how big was it to get the running game going there? I think a 44 of the 75 were run by Freeman and Coleman.
Well, I thought it was huge. Really, in the second half, how many yards do we end up rushing for? I'm not sure what we ended up rushing for. Yeah, so, we had close to 100 yards rushing, but, in the second half, it was our offensive line really got it going, and our running backs were able to get in there behind them and run effectively and physically. Our guys were physical the entire day, so across the board, to give credit to our offensive line, they really got us going. Well, it was awesome. I was so happy for Ben. He's a jack of all trades, plays offensive line for us. And, he's made some really good plays for us on the defensive line this entire year. But that's kind of that's the way he is. I would expect Ben to play well because he works so hard and he's so detailed during the week. The second part of it, it was great to see Devin. He played really, really well today. We know that, having been here for a long time, he's an electric player and certainly a game changer. He ran right by me on one of them too, where he kind of returned it and ran right into our bench. And I was like, "Dev, man, take it easy on us," he was. It's not fun to watch when you're on the opposite side, but he's entertaining, and I loved when he was here in Atlanta.
Matt, it got real chippy out there, like third quarter, but you guys on offense, you brought everybody together on the sideline, which is kind of uncharacteristic.
Yeah, I think so. In those situations, you got to remember, at the end of the day, what's our objective? And our objective is to win the game. And in order to do that, felt like we needed to keep our composure, and that was it. Just a reminder to play to the whistle and then, you know, not worry about all the stuff that was going on. But that's what, I mean, that's what happens this time of the year. You know, games get tough and physical, and I thought our guys stepped up to that challenge and kept their composure really, really well. I think we're all an extension of one another. I think when Julio gets going, it opens things up for other guys. When other guys get going, it opens things up for our running backs or Julio. So that's kind of been one of the coolest things about our offense and our team this year is at different times during the game, different guys are going to step up and make plays. I thought Muhammad played really, really well for us today. He's just so physical, clutch at the end of the game. I mean, maybe third and three, third and four, something like that, and down in that low red zone area, and he's got an option route and just does such a great job of getting leverage and being physical. And then on the touchdown catch, I mean, that's just him using his body and being big and aggressive and physical. So we're lucky to have him.
The ref caught that a pick. Oh, sorry, go ahead, man.
Matt, so in addition to their talents in the running game, how important did you think it was to get Freeman and Coleman involved in the passing game as well?
Yeah, I thought that was critical for us. They're so stout against the run. But our two guys are so important to us, you know, kind of getting into getting a little bit of momentum going. So I thought it was important for us to get them the ball in the passing game early to make some plays. And, I thought Tevin and Devontae did a great job for us today. I don't even know what happened to it, to be honest with you. I was just holding on to it, and then somebody took it. I don't really collect those things. I know other guys do for touchdowns, et cetera. So I don't know what happened to it. Matt, your guess is as good as mine.
Is it fair to say that in 9 years this is as good as this job has ever done?
Yeah, because, you know, we're still going. That's the exciting part. I mean, this is why you work hard and you put in all the time during the off season, during the summer.
As a career as a whole, I mean, everything seems to be.
I don't really think about it all that much. I think when you're playing, you're focused on, you know, trying to do your best this week. And for me, you know, that's kind of where my mindset has been at all year. And I think if you start thinking about other things, it distracts you from what's important. So I really don't think about it too much.
Last question. Green Bay.
I'm sorry?
Dallas or Green Bay?
Doesn't matter to me.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.